only. Due to strong language, the show is not for children.
So, Wayne, what happened? The mic bust you in the lip?
I'd be a little too wild out there.
Oh, what, you just went in?
Yeah, so.
And just smacked yourself?
Yeah, I'd be out.
Oh, man, how do you feel about that?
I'm good.
You didn't lose no diamonds?
Let me get somebody to kiss it tonight.
Oh, my God. Oh,
yeah.
I mean, I want to tell you what was inspiring for me, brother. You ain't scared to rock out.
No.
And I wasn't disappointed because, you know, I'm hip-hop. So, you know, I was looking a little, could it be nervous for me out there? Nah, you go in.
Yeah, I do my thing. I try, bro.
Yeah. And it feels like, I don't know, man. It's just like hits, dog. You just be hitting people in the head.
We try, Tim. I swear we do.
And there's a nice feeling out there as well, man, in the audience.
That right there, the feeling is unexplainable. You can't, it's unbelievable. You can't, there's no word that matches the feeling. That's what keeps me going. That's what keeps me going to where I could bust myself in my mouth.
Yo, man,
and keep going.
You just go in like that.
Yeah.
In some parts, it was like aggressive, and other parts, you could just look around, and like girls were just singing every single word, man, emotional.
Guys, too, yeah, man. It's, I put a lot into my show. I put a lot into my music anyway. I put a lot into my craft, and I think people see that and they appreciate it, and especially when they get to come out and see it. I mean, of course, they hear it and they can assume that this is real or this is not, but when they come out and see it and it's in front of them, it's a difference. You know what I mean? It's like it's happening in front of them.
When Millie ripped in with the bassline, man, like my fillings were falling out my teeth, my eyeballs were vibrating, I was getting confused.
But man, it's crazy. I almost, every time that song dropped, the crowd tonight and last night, they were singing it so loud, I couldn't hear the music. So I don't wear earpieces. So man, I was almost lost on that song, but I love it.
Man, I mean, I heard that song wasn't even set up to be something. It was just some throwaway.
It was just a song I just want to go. I was like, you know what, the album was almost finished, and I was like, Taz, you know what, people like me for what I do on these mixtapes. And I was like, you know, on these mixtapes I usually just go from the beginning to the end, no hook, nothing. And he was like, well, why don't you do one last one like that for the album? And that last one was a million,
man. And that came from nowhere, man. Let's go to the Hammers of the Apollo. This is a live performance. There will be strong language. If that's not what you want, please change station or switch off. And you were doing new joints. I'm not used to that, man. There was joints like, yo, what's this?
We try to mix them up. We try to throw a few of them in there, but not too many, though. Not too many. We try to keep it solid.
Yeah. So you got a little bit of fluff there, man? Just above the
cup. Yeah, man.
Just a little bit of fluff.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, good.
Thank you.
Now, why the band, though?
The band is a necessity because I still have the DJ.
Yes.
I still have the DJ.
4-5 doing his thing.
Yeah, I got to have the DJ. But the band is a necessity because it gives the crowd a feeling. You know what I mean? It gives me a feeling, too, behind me. A different feeling from just the music. You know what I mean? Just the speakers and the DJ. Just, it gives me a whole different feeling. It's soul. It's music. Mm. It's real music to me. And that band makes the show 100% better to me. I think with the band, I can just actually, after a song or after a verse, I can actually put the mic down and go drink a swig of water because the band is boom, da, 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 you know what I mean? So that right there is, like I said, it makes the show 100% better. I don't ever want to go back out without a band.
And that is like a working relationship. You're not just stuck to where the record starts and where the record ends. Like, you're just jamming with it.
Yeah, the band, and I actually never rehearsed with them.
You never rehearsed?
No.
You never rehearsed with the band?
I just trust them. I know my songs. It's up to them to know the music. I don't have to rehearse. I know my raps.
You know, I was blessed that they let me jump on the set early to play, you know, play half an hour before we got on. Obviously, I couldn't play no Lil Wayne. I didn't really have a lot of records to play, dog. I was struggling just to get like half an hour of hip-hop on the set because everything's hot is either you or featuring you, dog. It's a problem out there.
No, I was checking out some stuff. And I like some stuff out here. I really like Akon, David Gutter. I like that boy, little funny kid, Chipmunk.
Chipmunk, you like Chipmunk?
Yeah, like, then there was this real hard dude. with tattoos everywhere. I don't really know. I forget it's him and like a chick and another dude.
N-Dubs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. They were kind of cool. Yeah, the chick was real cool.
Now, I really respect the Union Jack sneakers.
Yeah,
I thought you were paying attention.
Yeah, that was the Who.
And Birdman coming out?
Birdman, yeah, he comes out every show.
You seem like happy to see him, right? I ain't gonna front.
Yeah. Because I actually don't see him the whole day till he come out on stage. So that'd be my first time seeing him for the day.
It felt like, yo, what's up? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It didn't feel like he was, you know, he felt like, yo, what's up?
Yeah. That's what it was. It was like, what's up? How you been today?
Yeah. Jay Mills. You know, you're making moves out there. You know what I mean? Making moves.
J-Mills, a hard-working artist. You had Gutter out there, hard-working artist. Usually, we have more out there. You had Chanel out there, too. Mac Main. Mm. But usually, we have more out there. But, you know, we out here and everybody
yeah,
else out there.
Yeah, like yeah. Tickets, you know what I mean? From what I understand, you're doing things in threes. surprising me. You know, first three, Baby, Jay Sean, you know, Malone. But it's the second three, which I'm really paying attention to, my brother. And, you know, Young Money All-Stars, mm-hmm. That's going to be incredibly powerful.
Too powerful.
And but the double album, Doc. The double album. The Carter Ford, the rebirth. It's like, you're paying attention.
Nah, they pushing for that.
What are you saying, Doc?
I ain't really trying to give them that like that.
You don't want to give it like that?
Nah, I think the card, it won't be given like that. Trust me.
You're fighting it.
It won't be given like that because the Carter Four deserves the Carter Four. And that's that. And nothing else in its way.
Exactly.
Yeah, nothing else in its way.
And the Carter Four is the defining moment in the game. It deserves to be respected as that.
Yeah.
Exactly. And the rebirth, you know, it's got to come.
The rebirth may come as a double with the Young Money All-Star disc.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so it may be the Young Money All-Star and Rebirth.
Yeah. Now, the Young Money, man. Let me just really explain. You know, you hear the talk about the rebirth, the rock tracks are out there. And I was worried. Hip Hop 2009, Wayne's making a rock album, Kanye West is singing, it didn't feel good. But you got the hottest things out there right now. Every Girl, oh my God.
Yeah. Well, see, that's what people got me wrong at. People, I don't want people to classify me, to classify what I'm doing as rock. And then look at rock and say, so he's gonna do that. No, you look at rock and whatever, but then look at what Lil Wayne is and say, Lil Wayne is gonna do something to that? That's how you look at that. Yeah. Don't look at it as, that's rock and Wayne's gonna do that. No, I don't even know how to do that. I can tell you that up here. I know how to do me, and I'm gonna do me.
So doing you when it comes to guitars and that, that's what it is, man.
Yeah, it's actually, I look at it like I bring a different side to the game with that. I look at it like I scare my competition with that. Because my competition, when they see a show like this, and they see, wait, he pulled the guitar and his song Walk This Way, and the crowd was singing it back. Walk this way. And then right when he finished, he went into Kush, and the whole crowd sung that. And then right when he finished that, he sung, and I'm grinding. And the whole crowd sung with him and put up lighters. And, like, he's a real singer. So that's what I want my competition. I want my competition to be like, I don't know what to do.
Just confused cats.
Yeah. It's called a wildcat offense.
The wildcat offense.
You don't know what I'm going to do with the ball. You don't know who gets the ball. Wildcat.
Man. Now, you got some new tats. You've lost some tattoo tears. Why'd you lose some tears, man?
I just took one off.
Just one off?
Mm-hmm. It was at a mother's request.
Oh, for real?
Yeah, so you know.
What, a baby mother's request?
No, not a baby mother. My mother.
Okay.
Yeah, it was
so
at a mother's request.
So why did she want
request.
You to lose some tears?
No, she just wanted me to cover the tail up. Yeah, that's all. She was like, got too many. So, that's
yeah.
Mom's.
Yeah, it's no discussion. Yeah,
she wanted me to cover all of them up. I'm no covering discussion. Them all up. Exactly.
No, it is what it is. Moving on. Now, two girls pregnant at the same time. Congratulations, Doc.
Three? Yeah.
Three at the same time?
Oh, no, not at the same time. No, three sons. I meant three sons.
You got three sons.
Yeah.
Now, yeah. Lauren London, she's had a baby. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Congratulations. Nivea's still expecting?
Yes, sir.
I mean, when do you find time to rest? How do you do that?
What's that?
I mean...
What's rest?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Putting in the work day and night.
Oh, man. The rest thing. We don't need no rest around here, man. I'm 27 years old. I rest when I retire.
Oh, man. Lil Wayne in interview on Radio 1 and 1 Extra. Take some more live concert material from this week. Very strong language. If that's not what you want, please change the station now. Now, a couple of things to really put out there. If I was to ask you, you know, what's in the cup, is it really none of my goddamn business?
It really is none of your goddamn business, but as you can see, I don't even have a cup. Yeah, I kind of put the cup down for a minute, but ain't nothing in the cup right now but some wine. I drank Dolce. That's about it. That's the only thing in the cup right now. But honestly, it ain't nobody's business what's in my cup, what's in your cup, what's in their cup. It's your cup. Drink it. Die. Kill yourself if that's what you want to do. You could be drinking prune juice. Who knows? Who knows? Long as if I say this is death on ice in my cup, okay, I could be drinking iced tea. You just got fooled. Who's going to live longer?
I want to tell you the truth, man. It's a beautiful thing that you put the cup down, irrespective that it's none of my goddamn business what's in the cup, but it's a beautiful thing, man.
But it's not a beautiful thing because nobody knows what's in the cup. That's the whole thing. Unless you come up and drink what's in my cup, then how can you say it's a beautiful thing? Also, when people drink alcohol, they react like they've been drinking alcohol. So whatever the hell was in my cup, the only reaction I did was got more popular, more successful, did a lot more things that I've ever done, picked up a guitar, learned how to play it, learned how to put on the auto-tunes and stretch my voice, and became number one in the country with everything I've ever dropped. I probably should pick that cup back up. I'm just trying to make people understand.
Yeah, understand.
Yeah, I'm just trying to make people understand that. Don't judge me.
Yes.
Be trying to say, yeah, he should have put the cup down. Why? What did he do wrong? Name it. He was on 60 Minutes with Kay the Curry. Was you? No. Mm-mm. He won 4 Grammys. The year of the cup. Did you? No. What the hell was in his cup? Whatever he was drinking must be a success potion. That's why I tell people, fuck you, and whatever was in my cup, suck my... I'm going to keep drinking it. Suck my... And my cup.
There's going to be some strong language. If that's not what you want, please change channel or switch off. I mean, Drake, man. Come on, man. That's a monster right there.
Drake, that kid's just amazing. Of course, he don't even have an album out. He's like, you know, everybody features song. He's every song he drop is number one. And
man.
I mean, he's a cash cow. I love it.
And, you know, you saw the vision because you spent $2 million early on a mixtape cat. No offense, man. I mean, were you worried?
Nah, worried. They print money every day, Tim. Yeah, and they don't print not one bill that says Dwayne Carter can't have it. So until they start doing that, I'm going to try to get every single one they print.
I mean, I respect your game. I mean, what's, like, the worst at the moment? Like, the money in the bank, pretty strong.
I never focus on that.
Okay.
I never focus on that because if you did, then you'll get satisfied or you'll get unsatisfied. You never want to be none of those things when it comes to money.
I mean, your birthdays are pretty incredible. Diamonds in the cake.
Yeah, that's my golden year. I made 27 this year. My birthday was on 27, so they called it your golden year. I ain't really do too much. I went and saw Brett Favre play football. He's my favorite football player. I didn't really do too much. Got back on the plane, went home, and went to the studio. I don't really, you know what I mean? I'm older now, so I'm at that age where we ain't celebrating them. You're just happy to see another day.
So, MTV Hip Hop List number 2. Do you think that was a typo?
Who was number 1?
Jay.
Jay-Z?
Hmm.
No, that's cool.
It's okay. Cool.
That's
Drake
okay.
Number 3.
That's okay. I thought Drake was going to be number 1.
M's not even on the list.
Eminem? Who else was on the list?
Gooch.
Gucci who? Gucci man?
Mm-hmm.
Shout out my Gucci. Gucci.
Now, Omarion. Announced in Young Money. 2 days later, done. I get it. Featuring Lil Wayne. Now featuring Gucci. What happened?
We made different decisions, and time is nothing. When you, there's no deadline or nothing like that. When you're making these, when you're making decisions on your career, as a person like me, I don't put no deadline on it. Cause you know, today you can say, I want to do this. And that night you can think it over and say, I want to do something different. It is your career. It is your future. And it is your life. I respect that. And that's all it was. Hmm. Different decisions was made, and I let him make his decision. And his decision was to go another route.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nothing to do with leaking of records?
Leaking the records, nah. They leaked the records after that. Oh. After the decision. The records leaked after the decision. Yeah, so it wasn't nothing to do with the leaking of the records, nah. Dude just made a different decision. Went to roll somewhere else.
Yeah. Okay, no, I respect that. You agreeing with the death of Auto-Tune?
The death of Auto-Tune?
You know, DOA, you agreeing with that now?
I was starting to think about naming my album, like, after the Rebirth one. We're gonna name the new one Rebirth 2. Rebirth of Auto 2.
Stop it. Stop it. Stop it. Stop it. Nah,
there's no such thing as Death of Auto 2, man. T-Pain is my dude, man.
For real.
T-Pain is my dude, and he's on everybody's single. He's been on everybody's single, and he had Auto Tune on every single one of them. So, and every song I do with him, he better have Auto Tune on it.
Yeah,
I love it. Keep your Auto Tune popping. Auto Tune ain't dead. You got the whole game using that. Don't talk about the music I've heard out here. Everybody's using Auto Tune out here too. So don't talk about no death of Auto Tune. I've heard songs out here. I said, you know how to use it, right? I said, if the song right, you ain't got to know use it right. If the song sound nice, do it. Auto-tune is like dollars. They didn't make auto-tune to say you can't use it. Use it.
My name is Weezy F, baby.
Now, big news over here, Jay Sean number one.
Yeah.
I mean, come on, dog.
Yeah, I talked to him about that yesterday.
That's big news for us over here. That's a beautiful thing. I did not see that coming.
Yeah, that kid, he works hard. He's a very thankful guy, man. You can do anything for him. He's going to be thankful forever. So you feel good when you do something like that for a person like that. And when something like number one happens for someone like that, you know that they appreciate it the most. So, yeah, it's a good thing.
Yeah. Okay, now we put out on Twitter, and I know you're heavy out on Twitter. You know, any questions? You know, I said I was coming in. Any questions? So talk to him, Joey. Says, ask Wayne when he plans to retire, and I do mean that. Now, he's not provoking that. He's just saying long term. What's your plans?
I always said I ain't want to do this no more after 35. Anytime between 30 and 35, I might give it up.
And the good concept now is to work as hard as you can.
Work as hard as I can. So I ain't got to look back.
And when you hit that retirement time, how are you going to kick back?
Do something else.
Entirely.
I'm not going to retire as in style. I'm just going to retire in this and probably jump into some kind of ownership of some kind of sports team or, you know. I'm very heavy into sports, so.
And what type of sports?
Any sport.
And ownership of?
Of the team.
Yeah, like, but any style of sports team.
That's what I'm saying. It doesn't matter. It could be basketball. It could be baseball. Of course, it won't be baseball. There's too much money to own that. But it could be basketball or football. It wouldn't matter. I could buy into a baseball team with someone.
Oh, man. Look forward to that. Now, Rap 92 tweets. Ask Lil Wayne, what is your favorite line of any track that you've made so far in history?
I don't have a favorite line. That's why I keep rapping, to find it.
Rap 92 also asks Lil Wayne, do you like custard with bananas?
I don't know what that is, but no, I don't.
The Assassin Page, please ask him what his most personal song is to date.
My most personal song is to date is Lenny Williams, Cause I Love You.
Real Nova Flames says, ask Lil Wayne, what do you think? Has he already hit the climax, or is it a new beginning to get into the ending?
Nowhere near it. I was talking about that the other day. I mean, you know, your peak is your peak. The only way you could go after your peak is down. So no, I've not hit it at all. I haven't even dropped Revert. You haven't even heard Carter 4. After y'all hear Carter, oh, I got a mixtape coming out too called No Ceilings. Yeah, it should drop any day now. You know all my mixtapes free. Do not pay for nothing. No, nowhere near my prime or whatever they asked.
Man, make some noise for yourself, Lonnie. You're amazing.